Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. It's lying dormant, waiting, and it could reactivate at any time. And while not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful, blistering rash that can last for weeks. Think you're not at risk for shingles? It's time to wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. If you're over 50, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP. If you're ready for an epic family vacation, there's no better place than sunny Orlando. Exciting thrills, never-ending food festivals, fresh new dining experiences, outdoor adventures in Florida's natural springs, and so much more. Orlando has it all. And Visit Orlando's vacation planners can help you plan the perfect trip. In Orlando, anything is possible, if you can imagine it. And that's what makes Orlando unbelievably real. Plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com. Time now for my strawberry letter for today. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click submit strawberry letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
All right, thank you, nephew. Subject, his wife's picture is on the nightstand. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 53-year-old single female, and I've been casually dating a man for 3 years. His wife died 6 years ago, and he's a single dad raising a daughter. He lives in my complex, and when we met, we instantly clicked and started dating. After a few months of dating, he told me he wanted to take a break so he could focus on his daughter. That was 3 years ago, and I showed support by cooking for him occasionally and showing up at some of his daughter's basketball games. He was happy that I was so understanding. Recently, we talked about getting back together, and I told him that's all I ever wanted. We decided to be exclusive and talked a lot about our future together, but there's one thing, one problem, and I need your advice. When I'm over at his place, I am bothered by the constant reminders of his wife. The kitchen is just as she left it, down to the notes on the fridge. Then I spent the night with him, and I was shocked to see a picture of him and his wife on the nightstand. The picture was not there 3 years ago when I stayed with him. I told him that the picture made me uncomfortable, and he said it had been in his drawer for years, and his daughter found it and put it by his bed. I can't tell this man how to grieve the loss of his wife, and I feel sorry for his daughter, but I'm not going to act like this is okay. There are several family pictures throughout the house, and I try to overlook them. He's a great man. He loves that we can be honest with each other about everything. So is this one of the things I should be honest about? How should I handle this? Well, if you guys have that agreement that you can be honest with each other, yeah, you can be honest about it. I think you are right. You cannot tell this man how long to grieve. You can't do that. It's his late wife, and it was 6 years ago, so it's going to take however long it's going to take. I mean, these things do take time, but you can certainly help him move forward and find happiness again. You've been a supportive friend, you said, with the cooking and going to his daughter's basketball games and things like that. But after 3 years, I think it's definitely time to move the relationship out of the casual zone. You guys have decided to do that. And that's a good thing. You want to be exclusive, because what you don't want is for another woman to come in and just swoop him from right under your nose. You said he's a great man. You don't want that. I really think you should, you know, not let the pictures bother you so much, okay? Just consider it a sweet memory of his late wife for him and his baby girl, his daughter. I mean, you were gone for a while, so they just put the pictures back out. I think in due time, once you guys get closer, more serious, maybe marriage, and because I'm sure that's what you want, you can move the pictures maybe to the office or to the family room. Hopefully the daughter won't be offended by that and she won't resent you for that. If you still, you know, want to bring it up, I just say, you know, be kind about it. Be patient. Wait for the right moment. Don't say anything crazy. I think it's a good thing that you're helping him move on with your life. And, I wish you guys the best. Steve?
53-year-old lady casually dating a man for 3 years. Casually dating takes this letter all out of focus for me. His wife died 6 years ago. He's a single dad raising a daughter. He lives in my complex, and when we met, we clicked instantly and started dating. After a few months of dating, he told me he wanted to take a break so he could focus on his daughter. What? What man tells a woman he gonna stop seeing her so he can focus on his daughter? You 53. How old is this man? So let's see here. Was his wife a little bit younger? Maybe his wife was 40. His daughter's 20, living at home. I don't know. But I don't know nobody that tells a woman. Y'all wasn't doing nothing but casually dating. You said that yourself. He don't want to see you no more because he want to spend some time with his daughter. Okay, cool. It's over. But it wasn't really over. Then that was 3 years ago. And you kept on hanging in there by cooking for him occasionally, show him up some of his daughter's basketball games. Okay, so she probably high school or college, one of the two. He was happy that you was understanding. Recently, we talked about getting back together, and I told him that's all I ever wanted. Y'all have talked about being together before. That's what broke y'all up after the 3 years of casual dating. Huh? Do you understand what I'm saying to you? But there's one problem. I need your advice. When I'm over at his place, I'm bothered by the constant reminders of the wife. The kitchen is just as she left it. Well, he wasn't in there cooking. So she left some stuff. He liked where she hung the pots. He liked where she put the spoons. He liked the way the stuff is just habit. Well, she dying ill. Let's change this kitchen around because it's too much like your damn mama. What was he supposed to say to his daughter? And then said, I spent the night with him and I was shocked to see a picture of him and his wife on the nightstand. They slept in that bed. That ain't bother your ass. Now the picture got you tripping. She Hold looking on. At us. She is.
Say that one. Hold that thought.
She
Steve.
Looking at us. She is.
We'll have part two of Steve's response.
You in
up
her bed.
At 23 minutes after the hour.
With her damn husband.
We'll be back at 23 minutes after the hour. Subject for today, his wife's picture is on the nightstand. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter subject. His wife's picture is on the nightstand.
This lady dating this man, wife been deceased. He raising his daughter. They broke up so he could spend time with his daughter. That's what he told her, which ain't true. They've been talking about getting back together. You, for the 3 years, been cooking for him. You said that's all you've ever wanted. And then y'all have started talking about y'all's future together. But here's the problem she got. When I'm over at his place, I'm bothered by the constant reminders of his wife. Oh, you mean like that's her house? That one of the reminders you talking about. You talking about that's the couch she sat on. That's her TV. That's where she arranged the living room. And then she said the kitchen is just as she left it, down to the notes on the refrigerator.
Wow.
Eat your vegetables. Pick up some milk.
That's what the note says.
I love you. Have a nice day. Oh, that's getting on your damn nerves. When I spent the night with him, I was shocked to see a picture of him and his wife on the nightstand. Mm-hmm. She lived there. That was a picture of them on the nightstand before. Now, she say the picture was not there 3 years ago when I stayed with him.
That's what she said.
But you've been gone for a while. He probably said to his daughter, I sure miss your mom. And she said, well, Daddy, I'm going to put the picture back out for you. Mm-hmm. Now, if you ain't bothered by being in this woman's bed, what the hell is this picture bugging you for? I know why. Because she looking.
Because she's looking,
She looking dead at you.
Exactly.
Now, it ain't bothering his ass, but it's bothering you. You know, no. And that picture made me uncomfortable. And he said it had been in his drawer for years. And his daughter found it and put it by his bed. So what are you going to do, take it off?
Yeah.
You over there, lady, come on now. You grown. Now, until this gets somewhere else, but I can't tell this man how to grieve the loss of his wife. Okay, so what we typing this letter for? I tell you why. Because I feel sorry for his daughter, but I'm not going to act like this is okay. Okay, cool. But right now, it's not your house. It's still his house, and his daughter is there, and it's their house. Remember, see, you just got back in. See, you're going to mess around and be out. Before you get back all the way in. That's what your ass finna do. I'm just telling you right now, your ass finna mess around and be out. See, you said something before. That's why he said we need a break. Now you gonna come back
why
in
they
there.
Broke up.
Oh, I'm trying to tell you. Now you gonna come back in there with this little buffalo move right here. I'm over here. I want all these notes down out this kitchen. And let's change where these glasses and stuff is. I don't want none of her in here no more. What? Your ass finna mess around and be out, lady. Now, she said, there are several family pictures throughout the house, and I try to overlook them. It's family pictures. It's him, his wife, his daughter. You know, they got life together. You can't just throw that out the window because your ass want to sleep with him. That ain't the way this work. Mm-hmm. Lady, you tripping.
Just be nice.
Man, he loved this woman. He married her. You all are casually dating. This is your words in your letter. He loves that we can be honest with each other on everything. So is this one of the things I should be honest about? How should I handle it? Run over there and say something to that man about his wife.
Please
don't. Go in there and say something to this man about them family pictures up there on that wall and his daughter still live there. Go on over there. Go on over there. Why don't you do this? Why don't you have Stimmy stay at your house until everything smooths out? Why don't you just do that? No, but you want everybody taking stuff down at the house because your ass is over there. I don't even know if you want to consider this right here, but I'm going to just throw this here out.
What?
She ain't dead.
What?
I just want to throw that out.
She coming home?
Yeah, I just want to throw that out there. I don't want to put that in the mix.
Why are you so
dumb?
I just put that out there for you.
She's gone, Steve.
She might be dead.
Doing... Uh-huh. She might be...
Hey, he ain't seen her.
Okay, she doing
broke
jail
it off
time,
before.
Huh?
Hey, dog. She just over cousin's house. He been working it out.
Oh, Lord.
To get her sympathy vote. Okay.
I'm just throwing it out there.
I see how you got this.
Something for you to consider.
The notes on the refrigerator.
All these notes are still on the and the notes are changing. You better start reading them notes real careful.
You're
going to mess around and look
up
a note on there. Let me catch her ass in here. How about that note on the refrigerator? Tell the beekeeper hands off of my sugar honey iced tea.
Mr. start reading these notes.
Yeah. Yes. Who hair was that on the pillowcase?
Uh-huh.
You know, you better start reading these notes real careful. Now, if she haunting the house, you got another damn problem.
You know, black people do not do well with dead people.
You going to be in there laying one night and just a broom handle start whooping your ass in the air.
No, we don't do well with this.
She beating you across the back.
Wow. Well, where is she if she's not dead?
Here go another note. Boo. Wait a minute, hold up. Did this note say boo?
All right, listen, we got to get out of here.
Oh my gosh.
Please post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. He's so stupid. And don't forget to check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, Sports Talk with Junior. Sports
what?
Is back so he can talk about
what?
It. Yes,
yes.
Talk about it. Talk about it.
Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, Aspire.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.